Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I hope you've got a hot cup of coffee there, sipping on it, listening to Western Swing and other things. I know that I have. Actually, I've had about 3 cups of coffee out here on the porch of my little cabin. I love to kick the weekend off this way, listening to all this good music, Western Swing and other things. And then, as I tell you each week, I love having the opportunity to visit with each of you and maybe share a little something that's been going on in my life in the outdoors. We do call this Outdoors with Luke Clayton, High Plains Outdoors, and we try to keep it mostly outdoor talk. But, you know, occasionally I'll share a little bit of what might be going on with me in our little visits. Something that I think was kind of interesting and a topic that's I think hopefully all of you might be interested in hearing about. One of my favorite writers, outdoor writers, Robert Roark, you know, was an awesome outdoor writer. He'd done it all, and he wrote about the old man and the boy. If you've never read Robert Roark, I'd like you to check out some of his books. You can just Google Robert Roark, and many of his books will pop up. But he wrote a lot about the old man and the boy. He grew up in the Carolinas, and there was an older gentleman that was a major influence on him. He wrote something to the effect, I can't quote it exactly, but if you hunt or fish, by the end of the day, you need to put that meat or that fish to human consumption, to use. In other words, don't waste meat, game meat, or fish. And that's something that, gosh, I've lived by. I mean, most sportsmen are that way. We not only love to hunt and fish, but the end result is a big platter of fried fish or maybe, homemade sausage from wild pork or whatever. But I wrote a newspaper column this past week, and I mentioned some quotes from Robert Roark about along those lines, you know, that if you hunt and fish, well, you need to take care of the game meat, and you need to eat the fish or give it to someone that will eat it. I had one of my readers respond to that, and it kind of touched me there. What he said was he felt very apologetic, sent me a note. He said, Luke, I killed several, I think he said 2 wild hogs, and I didn't eat them. Well, you know, and I told him, and he knows that from reading my columns and listening to my outdoor radio shows, he knows that I put those wild hogs to good use, making sausage or, you know, ham or chili out of them, whatever. But I eat them, you know. And I replied back to him. Actually, I wound up with a telephone conversation with him. And I explained to him, don't feel badly. The truth of the matter is, wild hogs are not a game animal. Although it's very hard for me to devaluate them to the point of vermin. Now, a lot of people do think of wild hogs as vermin. They rate them on the same level as a mosquito, you know, or a rat. But I guess because of my country roots, growing up raising hogs when I was a kid, wild or domestic hogs are good eating. I mean, let's face it, they're a commodity. But I told him, I said, you know, I dare say half the wild hogs that are killed in Texas probably do not wind up as table fare. You know, they're not. They just there's too many of them. They cause a lot of damage to the ecosystem and to the crops. So, you know, even though I cherished wild pork and I absolutely love to hunt the wild hogs, I do understand someone that is trying to rid his property or whatever of hogs and leaves them for coyote bait, to be quite frank with you, although I don't think that's a very good idea, you know. But I thought that I would share that with you this week. It was kind of a heartfelt response to a newspaper column that I wrote. And I will invite you to go anytime to catfishradio.org. You can read a lot of my newspaper columns. They stay pretty current there. And you can listen to the archive of the hour-long hunting and fishing show that I do right there at catfishradio.org. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.